Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
be an artist,
be an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Cody Jinks. Story here from the USA Today. A cruise passenger got stuck inside of a water slide on a Norwegian cruise line ship. Mm-hmm. Video footage posted to TikTok the other day appears to show a woman stopped on her back in a clear section of the slide over open water. Man, I would, my claustrophobia would kill me if I got stuck in one of those slides. Also, I would immediately go on a diet.
Now, what would be worse? We had the story a while back, and I don't know if we ever brought it to the air, but do you guys remember the video of the water slide that busted on a cruise ship?
Yeah.
And the guy came careening down to the deck of the ship?
I think the woman stuck is worse because the careening is one horrified split second, and the stuck in-iting is... How long was she in there, sir?
First, please don't call me sir. It doesn't say how long it took them to get her
that
out.
That humiliation just keeps on giving.
Was it due to size?
We don't know.
I'm going to take a gander real quick and look it up. Apparently, it's already gotten 7.6 million views on YouTube.
Then, Sam, what do you think is worse? That's exactly my point. You're now like a meme stuck in that thing. Like,
well, yeah, emotional distress or broken bones. I'm taking the emotional distress.
Oh, no, I'm taking the broken bones.
Okay, I'm gonna watch the video right now, and I will report back.
But what if she's like stuck at the bottom, like a plug?
She's a little overweight, but she's not. It's not because her body gets stuck.
Okay.
All right, and so you see her in the slide, trying to use. Where is she going?
Okay.
She has to go up, so I think the slide is your body is propelled through speed and wetness on the floor of the slide.
Got it.
Now it is a clear slide, so you can see her, and she's on the part.
Oh, it's worse. Never mind.
Where your body weight, and she has a little bit, but she's not so big that she can't fit through the tube, right? But she's on the part where you go up the slide,
right?
So she's now using her feet,
right,
and her arms.
There was no momentum, if you will,
to push her up. And she's got a long way to go in a short time to get there. And they better hope that nobody else is coming down that slide. Oh, boy. That's not good. That's not good.
Well, did they get her out?
Well, I think they did get her out, yes.
Right. I wonder if the motion of the ship at a certain point...
It could.
...kept her from being propelled through the tube.
You ever been on a cruise, Sam?
Oh, yeah.
It's very...
Like it swayed at the
wrong
time.
You sort of get used to the movement, and then every once in a while you'll be standing like in front of an elevator. You'll be still for a minute, and it's like, oh, yep, we're moving.
So I've been on two, and the massive ship in the Caribbean, I did not feel the swaying. The small ship in Alaska, you could feel it.
I've only been on one, and it was a small ship in the Caribbean. It was in the Virgin Islands.
She looks to be regular-sized human. in this big old tube hanging out over the side of the ship.
Yeah, if there she is right there. If she sat next to me on a plane, it wouldn't bother me one bit.
No, but you're right. She's trying to scoot. And keep in mind, you're out over the ocean on this thing.
She is out over the ocean. That is correct.
$1 billion to get on one of those slides. Not happening.
No way. No way. How do you get somebody out of that thing?
I don't know.
Throw a bunch of water through it.
Well, what if they don't move and they drowned?
But she's not plugging it.
Hold your breath. Marge, hold your breath.
Here comes help. God. Throw a rope down there or something and pull her up. Texas and Alabama are poised to execute death row inmates within minutes of each other tomorrow. Alabama is set to execute Jeffrey West, 50, by the relatively new method of nitrogen gas, convicted in a 1997 murder of a mother of two during the robbery of a gas station where she worked. At roughly the same time, Texas is set to execute Blaine Millam, who is only 35, by lethal injection for the 2008 death of his girlfriend's 13-month-old baby in what Millam and the mother described as an exorcism.
Oh, God.
Both executions are scheduled for 6 o'clock Central Time tomorrow. Follow-up to, and I'd actually take a couple of calls on this one. This is a follow-up to a story we had in the end of the 3 o'clock hour where we were talking about this AI company that could take a still photograph of your deceased loved one and turn it into a short clip movie.
A video.
Thank you. And that's a better word.
My issue with it, if you missed the prior hour, was one of the ads says, bring back mom.
Yeah.
And I take exception to that.
Okay. So there's another company. Listen to this. This may sound like sci-fi, but for a monthly subscription, I don't know what boffins are. Boffins have created a digital version of your deceased loved one, pioneering a kind of emotional AI called Soul Tech or Digital Immortality. The startup is called Reflecta. It builds it by feeding it text, voice recordings, and memories, and then turns the memories into conversations where the bot responds the same way your loved one would.
No! This is also how people are getting scammed, because people are taking your voice and calling your grandchild and saying, it's me, John. I need you to wire me $25,000 in Bitcoin. Does this not scare the hell out of you?
Now, this part is weird, where I would be having a conversation with an AI bot, but it sounds and acts like my dad.
No.
That would be too far.
The creepy feeling that you're having in different ways about this, there's a term for this. It's called Uncanny Valley. It's where...
What does that mean?
It's the robotics and things like that that appear to be real, and that unease and repulsiveness you feel toward it because it's so real, but it's also not exactly real.
I mean, why would I want to go home tonight, for example, right? Get off work here in about 45, go home, sit down in front of my computer, and have a fake conversation with my dad, but it sounds and speaks and behaves just like my dad would.
Because you are depressed. And
well, that's
going to
make me more depressed.
Too many people do not know how to, I don't want to say correctly process grief, but really process grief. Too many people don't have access to therapy because it's expensive, and this is exploiting that fact.
Mm. Okay, let me read the next two sentences, okay? Reflecta, that's the company, says it, quote, uses new technology to reflect the image and likeness. So I'm not just hearing my dad, I'm seeing him on the screen. Soul and spirit of loved ones, both present and past. You can have an ongoing conversation with the bot, supposedly helping families overcome bereavement.
No. How is that going to help you overcome bereavement?
Well, I, for one, think it's a great idea.
You didn't think it was a great idea in the 3 o'clock hour.
I'm trying to be less judgy. I'm trying to turn a new leaf.
Oh, here we go. You heard him. You cut him deep, Dana, with that judgy comment last hour.
No, this is creepy. And again, another example, as Dana is saying, not to repeat her, this is the worst form of grieving possible. In fact, it's not grieving. And a thought that I had after we had had our conversation initially about this. Scott, I don't know if you understand the impact it would have on your brain
on
to
you.
See a video of your dad walking that was not real.
Like, it's one. It's one thing to watch family movies, like when you were young, and you see everyone when we were young, and like we've got home movies where I'm 28 years old and have a couple of babies at home, and you know, it's one thing to look back and
those
go,
are called TV reports from WIBW.
Look at how all we looked back then in our living room and opening Christmas presents. That is different than post mortem, beyond the grave. We're going to take an image and somehow cobble it into what your dad might say. Okay, what about an ex-spouse or a child? There have been horror movies about this.
But we don't have...
What's it called? Annabelle? Who's the freaky kid doll thing that comes back to life?
But we don't have family movies, family videos. We've got the one.
It's called Grief Bot, by the way, if you've missed the conversation prior. Grief Bots or Dead Bots.
But the point being that you can look back at the old home movies and you understand them.
Yeah. But we don't have those.
Something like this, you know that this person has passed, but now all of a sudden we have this AI robot that is sounding and looking like my family member.
And you know what the robot can't do?
Feel.
Give you a hug.
Oh, we're going to talk about it coming back.
We'll take some calls.
People are also dating this way.
Oh, yeah. And there's a story in the stack. If you are, quote, dating
fake
an AI.
AI dating.
Is it really cheating?
What, no, you need to check yourself in somewhere. Inpatient.
913-586-7798. 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription.
Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
So just real quick, we'll talk about this for just a few minutes. We're mentioning this story where there's this new AI startup company called Reflecta, and the C in Reflecta is actually a K. And what they do is you put in voice recordings of your either alive or dead loved one, their pictures, some pictures of them, and then you enter in how they would respond to some situations. Like, what was their personality like?
No.
You know, how did they handle stress? What did they do for a living? Stuff like that. And then, you know, you put in enough information that AI can sort of work the algorithm around, and you can go home tonight, for example, if you wanted to. It'd be kind of weird. And sit in front of your computer, get on the site, and I could have a conversation with my dad, who's been gone for 27 years. And it would use his voice, it would use his likeness, and theoretically the answers that he, or his portion of the conversation would be something that he would have said if he were alive today. Let's go to Jesse in Belton. 913-586-7798. Hello, Jesse.
Hi, Jesse. I think I remember the episode you're talking about.
The episode of Black Mirror where they you could do that with your loved one, and they sent you like an AI bot.
Yep.
But then what they had to figure out, the guy figured out, was he had to keep upgrading the subscription.
Yep.
He had to pay monthly every month for his loved one to be with him. And then it just got so out of hand with how much it costs to have the subscription. Until he basically couldn't pay it anymore, I think. I don't remember exactly how
it
ended. It's
awful. I just looked it up. I've seen it, Jesse. And we watched a couple of those Black Mirror episodes. It's all about technology and how scared we should be of it. It's fiction, but not.
Mm-hmm.
And this episode he's talking about, go find it tonight, was called Be Right Back. And they sit across it's very Twilight Zone-ish. Remember the Twilight Zone and all of those shows growing up, Scott? They sit across and they say, hey, for $500... we're going to give you this chip to put in your wife, and it'll be just like her. And then as time goes on, she starts to glitch and say inappropriate things and weird things. And he goes back and says, what's going on? And they said, well, if you want the premium plan, now you have to pay us $5,000.
Doesn't she also randomly just stop working? And then a message plays that says you need to upgrade your plan or something like that?
It is awful.
Yeah.
There's a scene in that is so creepy, and maybe that's why I'm just so uncomfortable with the whole thought of this. And now people are dating these things, which I don't even know what that means.
Okay. There's a story in the stack where people are, quote, dating AI chatbots, but is that really cheating if you have a significant other?
When was the movie with Joaquin Phoenix, Sam? Wasn't it called She? And the bot that he's talking to was Scarlett Johansson? Wasn't that like 6 or 7 years ago?
Oh, I don't know. Hollywood is always able to predict these things.
It was 5, 6 years ago, the movie She came out. And I think it's Joaquin Phoenix. Falls in love with her, and it's Scarlett Johansson.
Samantha.
Who is not real.
Yeah.
That is exactly what we're talking about here.
The Associated Press has a story out this afternoon. Kimmel's ratings from last night.
Well, I'm sure they were through the roof.
So normally, according to this story from the Associated Press out of New York, Kimmel typically gets about 1.8 million viewers each night on television. That doesn't include streaming services or YouTube, okay? 1.8 million per night, roughly, which is not great, but not awful. I mean, it is 10:30 at night, 11:30 on the East Coast. Last night's broadcast, TV only. Keep in mind, 1.8 is normal.
Okay.
Last night's TV broadcast, and he was not in some markets like St. Right. Louis, Seattle, Washington, D.C., et cetera. In fact, there were, I think, 70 markets across the entire country that did not take the broadcast last night. 6.3 million people tuned in on television.
But it doesn't surprise me at all.
No. 15 million watched the opening remarks on YouTube as of last night. 26 million people watched on social media and YouTube. 26 million.
That's how I watched people. I told you I couldn't stay awake that long.
Wow. We can take this into the next segment if you want. I have something to tell you. And I don't think I've told you. I think Sam and I had a brief conversation about this yesterday. The headline is, private health insurers are using AI to approve or deny your care.
Oh, denied. I know what you're going to say.
What?
Is this about you?
Yep. Got a letter in the mail yesterday.
Denied.
For my heart scare, I thought I was having a heart attack, and I went to Advent Health, the new one that they just opened up at Lenexa City Center, and they ran 1,000 tests. I was having
great care.
Great care, absolutely great care. But my blood pressure spiked to 185 over 116 or 17. I was feeling lightheaded, and I was having pain in my chest, right where my heart would be. And Heather Mead, my neighbor, said, we're going to the hospital. She's a nurse. And, of course, you present with heart issues.
Yeah, 55.
You go right in the back. And they get to work on you right away. And I never spent the night. I went at 9 in the morning, and I think I got home at 6:30 at night, 7 o'clock at night. Never spent the night. Never ate a meal. Never even ate a meal. Okay? The final bill when I was walking out, and they said, your insurance is going to cover about $8,000, but the total bill is $10,000.
Okay.
So I figure I'm on the hook for $2,000.
You figured that'd be about right.
Yeah. And I said, you're sure they're going to, and they're like, yep, no problem. I got a letter in the mail yesterday from our insurance company here. They are denying my claim.
We'll talk about it when we come back.
And T, who works in the insurance industry, I gave her the letter. I said, this might as well be in French to me. I don't know what's going on.
Well, the word denied, I would have a secondary heart attack after seeing they're denying that claim.
She thinks it's a coding mistake that may have been put in by the hospital. But now
I think it's AI, and everybody just blanket says no.
After reading this story, I'm starting to think, no.
They want you to pay it.
Is it a big red stamp on the middle of the page?
Denied. I mean, I'll tell you what, it almost ruined my day yesterday until I talked to T. And she goes, it'll be a coding mistake, I promise.
But the sad part is most people don't have the resources to fight it.
Yeah. Or don't know how, Sam. I mean, you're 75 years old, and you're just looking at, denied.
Press 9 we do not understand that prompt.
Yeah. Now, how long is it going to take us, T primarily, but I'm sure I'm going to have to do some work, to get this fixed? I mean, am I going to have to take a day off work?
No, months. It will be months.
So I can sit on the phone with somebody in some faraway city in Vermont? 913-586-7798, 586-7798, here on Dana and Parks. Telephone number is 913-586-7798, and just read the headline, private health insurers are using AI to approve or deny care. And tell me about it. For those of you who are longtime listeners of the show, I had a health scare last month where my blood pressure spiked through the roof. I was having pain in my chest right where your heart would be. And I thought I was having the early stages of a heart attack. And that is a scary ride to the hospital. So I go to the hospital. Turns out I did not have a heart attack. And they were able to get my blood pressure back down.
You were quite unremarkable, actually.
Perhaps, but the insurance company just denied the hospital's claim. And I got a letter in the mail basically saying I'm responsible for the $10,000 in costs.
And I had something similar on a much smaller scale.
Yeah,
I went to the derm, and it was supposed to be a $75 appointment. And, well, I went back and read it. It said I would only have to pay $75, and they only covered $75.
The whole thing is such a scam.
What? It is.
I got a big bill the other day, Sam, and I said, wait, why is this $128? She said, you haven't reached your deductible yet. Guess who never reaches her deductible ever? Ever.
You?
No. I go all year, and I go to one checkup, two, both of the women checkups that you do.
And I always say it's a scam unless you have something horrifying happen, like, I don't know, think you have a heart attack, but apparently it doesn't even cover then.
913-586-7798. Cody in Shawnee. Hello.
Hey, hope you guys are well. So, say, I had the same problem that you went through. I was up in Minnesota, and I had a panic attack in my hotel room. Didn't know it. I thought I was literally having a heart attack, right? And so they had services rushed to me. And then in the end, the insurance company and the hospital said they denied me and said I had to pay out of pocket because in the end they said I wasn't an enrolled member of the casino tribe of which I was visiting and said, oh, well, you're just a regular tribal member of, a, you know, some other res. You should be able to just get this covered.
But in an emergency, blah, blah, blah. Cody, you're not going to know. And this is kind of like when a hospital is in network or the doctor you see is not in network. You're not going to know in an emergency to look all of that stuff up. I mean, what if you've been choking? I'm sorry. Give me a moment without oxygen while I'm trying to figure out where I'm supposed to go.
But Advent Health is in our network.
I know.
That's where I go.
They're just saying no. Two words, Scott. Payment plan.
Well,
I hope they cover it.
Yeah, I may Cody, be headed in that direction. I mean, but then next time I'm having symptoms of something that I think, oh, that may not be good.
Are we supposed to wait it out?
Yeah. Am I just going to be like, well, you know, let me look at my bank account. Do I have $10,000 to spare? I mean, that's what insurance is for. That's what I pay all these years for and never really use.
Is it?
I don't know, Sam. Mm-hmm.
That's what we think it's for.
You and I had this talk yesterday morning.
Yeah.
Haven't you seen all of the parents? My God, can you imagine if it was your child and that treatment's being denied that you need? All of the parents who are GoFundMe medical because they need their child needs this drug or that drug.
In that direction.
Yeah, well, yes. I hope they cover it. I hope it's a coding error. Here's the other deal. If you walked in and said, you know what, I'm just going to pay out of pocket. I'm not sure what's going on with my heart right now. Can you figure it out? It'd probably be $1,000. They would probably maybe whittle that down to $1,000 out of pocket. Yet when insurance doesn't cover it, they want you to pay $10.
I will say to fight the good fight, you can always negotiate with the hospital.
Yep.
Believe it or not, that works way better than you think it would. And there is a state board of insurance for a reason.
Well, I understand, but there are only so many hours in every day.
Well, how many or what are those hours worth to you?
I understand. Two black men wrongly accused of killing a pregnant woman in a high-profile case in Boston back in 1989 have received a $150,000 settlement from the city.
Yeah, don't spend that all in one place.
2 years after the mayor issued a formal apology, Alan Swanson and Willie Bennett were wrongfully named as suspects in the death of Carol Stewart, whose husband said they had been shot during an attempted carjacking. Bennett will receive $100,000.
Can you believe that, Scott?
Swanson will receive $50,000.
It's not even $150,000 each, which in and of itself would have been insulting.
It turns out that it was Charles Stewart, Carol's husband, who had orchestrated the killing of his wife as they left a birthing class. She was shot in the head and died the next day.
Yep.
Baby delivered by cesarean section.
Has he since died?
Charles Stewart was shot in the chest but survived. He died after jumping off a bridge a few months later as his story was starting to fall apart. They ended up going to prison for a long time. I just did the math. If they had each received $150,000 mm-hmm. for the decades that they were in prison.
Pennies.
It would have been less than $4,000 a year.
Let me ask you this. They didn't think for one moment when a pregnant woman was shot and almost killed, and we know statistically the most dangerous time in a woman's life can be when she is with child. Mm-hmm. And then husband ding-a-ling murderer then flings himself off a bridge not long after. No one in that town thought maybe we need to take another look at this case?
Maybe they just thought,
When a pregnant woman is shot,
yeah,
you don't need to watch a lot of Dateline to know yeah. that you should look at the domestic partner in those cases first.
And what does it mean that in the story that I just read, he jumped off the bridge as his story was falling apart? So that tells me
they knew
that authorities had serious doubts about this case.
Which tells me they kept them in prison for how long and they knew, which tells me $150,000 is appalling.
That's $100,000 for one of you, $50,000 for the other. The greatest mystery in the history of mankind has been solved, apparently. This is not politics. I just thought it was interesting and kind of funny. You may have noticed yesterday when the president and the first lady arrived at the UN, they got on an escalator. Mm-hmm. It went about 2 seconds and it stopped.
Have you ever had that happen?
No.
I'm sure it's jarring.
And then when the president was giving his address to the assembly at the UN, the teleprompter stopped working. The president was not pleased. If you watch the speech, he was not pleased with either one of those events happening. We now know the culprits.
Was it sabotage?
No. Regarding the escalator, the culprit was a White House videographer who had gone ahead of the president and the first lady, and as he was getting close to the top, turned so he could film the first lady and the president getting on the escalator.
And hit the button.
And he tripped some sort of device that shut the elevator or the escalator down. The teleprompter was not broken. It was a White House employee that screwed up the teleprompter. We don't know who that person is.
Tripped over the cord?
I don't know. No, because I don't know. I don't know if it shut down completely or if it just stopped moving. Both culprits were employees of the administration. And we'll leave it there. Former stylist for Sean Diddy Combs, who testified against the disgraced music mogul in his federal criminal trial earlier this year, has filed a lawsuit accusing Combs of sexual abuse and violence while he was in Combs' employ. The 37-page lawsuit, which was filed in Los Angeles on behalf of Deontay Nash against Combs and his label, Bad Boy Entertainment, also accuses Combs of sexual battery, human trafficking, and false imprisonment. His attorney, Diddy's attorney, was in, I believe, either in court or filed paperwork this week saying that it is time for him to be released. He has served enough time in jail.
What?
And that it's time for him to be released from jail.
Quote, time served.
Yep. That's what he said.
Good God.
And not to mention he basically got off.
The remains of a woman who was found dead in 1946 have been exhumed in Oregon this week as officials try to solve the state's oldest unidentified person case. The remains of Oak Grove Jane Doe were discovered in a burlap sack along the Willamette River in April of 1946. More remains were found near Willamette Falls and the McLaughlin Bridge later that year. Examiners determined the victim was a woman between the ages of 30 and 50. She had suffered blunt force trauma to the head and was dismembered after death. They still don't know who she is.
But technology, right, with all of the ancestry databases has almost made it to the point, Scott, where there is no more Jane or John Doe. It really has. Mm-hmm. If the investigators have the resources and the time to do the work and couple up with these companies that can help, there should never be another unidentified person again.
I don't disagree with that, but law enforcement only has so many resources. And she went missing in 1946, and I'm sorry, and that's a tragedy. And whatever happened to her, it was clearly violent.
It would be someone now who's great. You would be the great-great-grandson or granddaughter.
Whoever did this is dead.
Correct.
Or 100.
Correct. But as the descendant grandchild or great-grandchild, you would want to know. Like, you would know, like, my mom always went to her grave wondering whatever happened to mom or grandma.
913-586-7798, 586-7798, here on Dana and Parks.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
You may.
We are celebrating this evening.
We?
Oh, a whole bunch of us are celebrating.
Sam, did you get the invite?
Congratulations.
I did not.
To everyone in our town and beyond today who found out they passed the bar.
Mm.
We officially have a lawyer in the family.
Well, good for you.
Oh, we are so excited.
Congratulations.
I had never watched up close, like really up close, what it takes to not just get through law school, but to pass that exam.
Mm. No thanks.
I mean, Scott, wow.
Oh, sure.
And so a lot of you got that word today. Congratulations. What an honor. It was, I'm just over the moon. I wish truly it was something that I could have done.
Oh, I always had an interest, but I wasn't willing to do the work. I just wasn't.
A lot of writing. A lot of reading.
A lot of reading.
Let alone.
It may still be in my future.
Oh, Sam, you would be great at it.
You're thinking about being a lawyer?
It's always been a bucket list thing. I know that sounds like a weird.
No, it's absolutely
thing,
my bucket list thing, Sam. Yeah.
It's not on my bucket list.
Oh, I would if I had unlimited resources, I could just do whatever I wanted. I absolutely would do it.
My buddy's dad didn't go to law school until he was 35, and so I keep telling Mary Beth, well, you know, I got a few more years to figure it out.
You could do it at age 65 if you wanted, Sam.
Yeah, and waste all your money.
No, I think you would make a fine lawyer.
Well, thank you.
But at 65,
that.
You're never going to make back what you put in.
I think if I don't make that decision by 35 or 40,
That's why I said it's got unlimited resources. If I could just do whatever I wanted, that is what I would do.
I think I'll just stay here on the radio. I'm going to die behind this microphone. A man who vaped for nearly a decade is urging young people to quit after his lungs suddenly collapsed. Raymond Den, he's only 24, has been vaping since the age of 15 after sneaking devices from a local shop that didn't check IDs. Raymond says the lung collapse was his wake-up call, and he has now sworn off vaping for good. The 24-year-old was out getting food with his girlfriend on September 13th, a couple weeks ago, when he suddenly felt a searing pain between his shoulder blades. The pain intensified until he passed out, rushed to a hospital in an ambulance.
Tell you, we don't know.
He's from Buffalo, New York.
We don't even know what we're doing to ourselves with those things.
He was diagnosed with spontaneous pneumothorax.
Well, and the biggest problem with them is that you can do them nonstop anywhere.
Do you mean to tell me the first symptom... The first presenting symptom he had was collapsed lung?
No.
Not if you've been vaping since 15. I don't buy it. I'm sorry it happened to him.
probably hacking up a lung every single morning.
I'm just telling you.
Mucus is clear. I'm probably fine.
Okay. Celebrating birthdays today. Ben Platt, the actor, is 32. One of my favorite athletes, Mean Joe Green from the Pittsburgh Steelers, is 79. Wow. And Robert Irvine, the chef, is 60. We got to run. On behalf of our producer today, the finest man in these United States, the great Sam Stevie III, my good friend and co-host Dana Wright, tell her I said congratulations, please, at dinner. My name is Scott Parks, and God willing, we're back tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Have a great night. Be safe. Be well. And most importantly, be good to one another. Good night. See you tomorrow.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.